This is called Foolology, and this is on the album. The first album is set to music by Lester Boy of the Chicago Art Ensemble. I can't understand what they're playing half the time, but you sound okay on this one. Man, this new music, boy. Whew. I said at a Cecil Taylor concert, I said, oh my God, you know. Don't play it, that's enough. Don't tell him I said it. Cecil Taylor's a great guy. Foolology, don't tell him that shit. Foolology. So they say you're not supposed to have a moral, you know, in modern poetry, you're not supposed to have a didacticism. That's, you know, no moral instruction. But in our tradition, a folklore tradition, you find, don't you ever do that again because this will happen to you. You know, you get one warning. So I got two of them in here, okay? Shaken by his bad press, the wolf presses north, leaving caribou to the fox. Raven, the snow player, gets his before buzzards with bright red collars move in to dine near the bottom of a long scavenger line. This poem is about a skunk. No, rather about a man who, though not of the skunk family, uses his rondi the way skunks do. After he eats, his friends eat. He is a fool, and some friends are fools, but sometimes it's hard to tell who's the biggest fool, this fool or his fool friends. By the time they catch us, we're not there. We're crows. Nobody's ever seen a dead crow on the highway. First moral. Don't do business with people for whom April 1st is an important date. They will use your bank balance to buy 8,000 pies, tunics, ballet slippers with bells, and a mail order lake in the middle of the desert for splash parties. Second moral. Before you can spot the fools in others, you must rid yourself of the fool in you. You can tell a fool by his big mouth.